It is unbelievable. Once again, we have high numbers awaiting beds at the hospital, awaiting admission. And on this case, I received a text there this morning from someone who's at the hospital and saying that patients are actually sharing cubicles. And in one instance, there actually was a patient on the floor being propped up by pillows, hooked up to a drip. And that, you know, that, I mean, that's totally unacceptable in any country. But, I mean, to be here in a country that's supposed to be so well off and supposed to be such a, you know, and I my heart goes out to the staff down there and indeed to the patients who are finding themselves this morning awaiting beds. But if you're going in to get healthcare and waiting admission to the hospital and you're sitting on pillows and hooked up to a drip, it's a sad an indictment of the health service we currently have.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the staff always come in for praise and rightly so. But the bottom line is that if you were to go in with a camera and walk around and film people like camera people do in foreign countries, maybe if there's, you know, been a major crisis in that area, whatever, it would show us exactly how bad this is, how bad some of the conditions are, people on floors, on drips. I mean, it's shocking that it's beyond shocking that it's happening all over the country and not least at LUH.
That's right. And I mean, the person who sent me the text and invited me actually to go down to, and to be honest, Greg, had I been available, I would have been down. Now, I don't know how the hospital would have reacted to that, but we're hearing it every day. But I think, with, you know, if we could get photographs of it, we get a video of it, to actually see what is actually happening in our hospital, in our county, on a daily basis for over 18 months. I think that may be the trigger that's needed to get people to stand up and be counted and then call on this government. I mean, this government's been in power long enough. The current Taoiseach was once the Minister for Health. He needs to fully understand, and surely does fully understand, the difficulties that there is within the health service. And they've tried umpteen initiatives all afield. And what's needed, and the thing that they haven't done, is put the necessary resources, i.e. more money invested in our health service.
Yeah, but the health minister will say to you, he's got two reports coming through, the capacity report, and I can't remember just off the top of my head, the second report, all that, if implemented, will improve this situation. He will tell you that he's waiting to make sure that the money is spent in the right places and to ensure the best experiences and the best outcomes for people.
Yeah, and Micheál Martin told us that when he set up the HSE. Leo Varadkar told us that when he was the Minister of Health. You know, I could name you a number of ministers who all said that. They're waiting this report, they're waiting the next report, they're waiting another report. None of the things that have come out in the reports, and some of them are quite good, some of them have identified the issues, but governments have failed to act on the reports and put in place what is actually needed. I mean, instead, they've run down our community health services, and all of that has had a knock-on effect. They're now, I mean, they're investing money in a health service, and they're saying we're putting extra money in this last 3 years, but it's not even enough to keep the thing running properly.
We spoke earlier to a man whose father, terminal cancer, but they hadn't found that diagnosis, was in a well-lit, highly lit corridor, had terminal cancer at that time, the family didn't know, had to have an enema on the trolley in this hallway. I mean, it's only brave people like that speaking publicly that really shine a light on what is going on. And today, as you mentioned, we're hearing of people sleeping on the floor with pillows underneath them. They don't even have a chair, a bed or a trolley. They're on the floor and pillows.
Yeah, and 40 this morning apparently awaiting a bed. And you know, Greg, we're on here regularly talking about this, and it's getting really frustrating. And I mean, it's just not with Letterkenny, it's right across the country. It's hospitals up and down. I sit on the health forum. I regularly go to meetings and I hear people from Limerick, from Galway, from Castlebar, from Sligo, from Leitrim, all talking about the problems that we have in the health service. And yet, no one seems to be able to grasp the nettle and look at it and say, we need to put more money into this. The initiatives that we've been trying are all failing. And I think it's a cop-out to wait for another report.